Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, and let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the honor, the privilege, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name that's above every name, the name of our Lord, our Savior, and soon returning King, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to our foundational scripture found in Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse 6 and I will read. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, we have been studying for the past few months the subject of faith, because I believe that every man and woman who are Christians and call themselves followers of Christ should have a basic knowledge and understanding of faith, what it means, and the importance to the Christian in their everyday life. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and 4, and the book of Romans, chapter 1, 17, it tells us that the just shall live by his faith, and the just shall live by faith. Now, these principles of faith can be applied for success in all areas of our lives that pertain to life and godliness. And we as Christians have to understand this. We have learned from our foundational scripture that without faith, we cannot please our Heavenly Father. Yes, we know prayer is important. Yes, we understand the importance of praise and worship. And of course, we understand the importance of tithes and offerings. But in terms of spiritual priority. Faith is number one, because it tells us without that, we cannot please our Heavenly Father. So in terms of priority, faith is number one for us as men and women of God. Now, we have been looking at one of several prayers that are available to us, and that is the prayer of faith or petition prayer, which our topic is faith. And this particular prayer has to do with you asking God to do something for you or asking Him to give you something. Now, let's look at the prayer of faith. Please go to Mark 11, 24. That's verse Mark 11, 24. And it says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." When you pray your initial prayer of faith to believe you receive something, you need to support that prayer by a constant prayer of thanksgiving that you believe you have it. Now, let me repeat that again, because that's so important, and many people miss that. When you pray your initial prayer of faith or petition prayer to believe you receive something, you need to support that prayer by a constant prayer of thanksgiving that you believe you have received it. You continue to support your original prayer by the prayer of thanksgiving. So that keeps you attuned and alert to the things you have prayed for and God's word. Now please go with me to the book of James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Because you might be wondering, well, how do we do that? How do you consistently pray a prayer of thanksgiving? Well, let's look what James 4, 7 says. It says, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." When you are in a constant worship and thanksgiving with Christ, then your spiritual antennas seem to go up and to alert you to keep you in perfect harmony with our helper and comforter, the Holy Spirit. That's why the scripture tells you, submit to God, resist the devil, and he certainly has to flee. Amen? Faith believes you have what you prayed for. Now open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. That's 1 John chapter 5. And please go to verse number 15. And it says, "But if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we asked of him." Now notice what this verse does not say. It does not say, "And we know that we are going to get it." Let's look what the verse says. It says, "And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we ask him for." It doesn't say, "And we know that we are going to get it," because that would be future tense. And we know that that could not be faith, because faith is always present tense. So that is eliminated. Now let's look at what the verse does say. It says, "We know that we have it." And what tense is this? Is that present tense, past tense, or future tense? Yes, it's present tense. That is why when you pray the prayer of faith, also known as petition prayer, you only pray once and be in faith. The scripture tells us already we have it. What we have prayed for, amen? You already have it. So if you have it, why are you still asking for it? You have it by faith. It's just like if we were in a live service and my wife was there, and I would ask her, I say, "Dr. Michelle, let me have your Bible." and she gave me her Bible. Well, will I have to ask it for it again? Will I have to say, Dr. Michelle, let me have your Bible, when she's already given her Bible to me? No, because I already have it. So I don't need to ask again. If I was to ask again, that means that I don't have the Bible. And I certainly have the Bible because she has given it to me. Amen? So when you pray the prayer of faith, you only have to pray one time for it. So if you have it, why are you still asking for it? You have it by faith. And why do you have it? Well, let's go to the book of Hebrews 11:1 and let's find out. Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not the things, but is the evidence. Faith is the evidence. It's not the thing, but it's the evidence of the thing until the thing shows up. Faith is the evidence of the things not perceived by your senses. So you have your faith to take the place of the things until the things arrive. Faith becomes the evidence. We have them, the things we pray for, by faith. Now go with me to, now there's two verses that I want you to go to. I want you to go to 1 John 5:15. Put your finger there and then go over to Mark 11:24. Now we're going to go back and forth to these two verses because I want to show you a comparison. The first one is 1 John 5:15. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And it says, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Now remember what it says. It says, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Now keep your finger there. You should be at Mark 11:24. And that verse says, what things soever ye desire. It says, what thing soever ye desire. It kind of sounds like John 5:15, where it says, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him, doesn't it? Now, we have the petitions that we desire of him. So if you believe that you have it, then you cannot ask for it again. Because if you ask for it again, you are saying by you asking, you must not already have it. Because if you actually had it, you would not ask for it again. What you do in support of that original prayer of faith is to pray the prayer of thanksgiving that you believe that you have it. Amen. Let me give you a scenario regarding this particular situation on faith and regarding the prayer of thanksgiving. Say, for instance, you get up Monday morning and you do your regular prayer and you pray and say, Father, I believe that I receive my healing. Tuesday morning, the healing has not manifested. You are still in pain. The bump or growth is still there on your arm, or whatever it might be. So Tuesday, in your prayer time, you say, Father, I thank you. I believe I received my healing on Monday. I believe I am healed. Now understand, you have to keep it in the present tense because faith is always present tense. So Wednesday, you still have the pain and the bump is still there. Your prayer that day is, Father, I thank you. I believe I received my healing on Monday. I believe I am healed. So Thursday goes by, Friday rolls over. It's Saturday and then Sunday. Monday, it's 7 days has gone by. And when you wake up Monday, the pain is gone. The bump is gone. On that day, you say, Father, I thank you. I am healed. End of the transaction. Now, does that clear it up for you any better? I can't make it any simpler than that. That is how it works. If Satan can keep you in the realm of the senses, he will destroy you. If you keep him in the realm of faith, you will destroy him. Now he is trying to use fear tactics on you. That's what he's trying to do. But we have been taught by the word of God, and it tells us our authority over fear. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. And it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So we see here by the word of God that fear is a spirit. Amen. And it's not of God. It is of Satan. Because God has given us power or the authority and of love and of a sound mind. And the word tells us in Numbers 23:19 and Titus 1:2, it says, God cannot lie. So if God cannot lie, that means he can only tell the truth. So I have the victory over fear and over anything that Satan or his demonic demons might try to come at me with. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us spiritual gifts and empowers us to use them. God's Spirit does not impart fear or cowardness, but power, love, and a sound mind or self-control. Furthermore, as we use our spiritual gifts to build up the church, the body of Christ, we should exercise self-control using our abilities only at the appropriate time by faith. Amen. Now, please go with me to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and go to verse number 12. And this is Jesus speaking. And he's saying, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force." The reason you are taking it, not that you are taking it from God, because God is not keeping anything from you, but Satan is. He will try to stop you. He will put up roadblocks in your way to keep you from getting the benefits of the kingdom. Remember, we have benefits. In the book of Psalm 103, and I believe it's chapter number 2, the scripture tells, "And forget not all your benefits." So we have benefits as Christians. Amen. And one of them is the authority over Satan. That is why you have to take it by force. Amen. You are not taking it from God, but you are taking it from the devil, because he is the robber. He is the thief, and he is the murderer. Amen. Every day, that sucker will come against your mind with a thought, with an idea, or a suggestion that are contrary to the word of God. Now, please go with me to the book of James, chapter 4. James, chapter 4. And let's see, how do we deal with this Satan when he comes at us? James 4, 7. And it says, "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Amen. Now, let's read that again. It says, "Therefore, submit to God," number one, "resist the devil," number two, "and he will flee from you." Amen. You must follow in order the two commandments in this verse. First, you must submit. And submit means to abide, to defer, or to obey to God by abandoning our selfish pride. Submitting to the Lord also involves putting on the whole armor of God, an image that includes everything from placing your faith in him to immersing yourself in the truth of God's word. Second, we must resist any temptation that the devil throws our way. Then the evil one will have no choice but to flee from you, because you belong to the army of the living God. Amen. You are going to have to let the devil know you do not care what he says. Amen? Because we know he's a liar, and we know our God cannot lie. Now go with me to the book of Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Satan is a liar. Verse number 89, Psalm 119, verse 89, and it says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." So when God tells us that's it, then that's it, because it's settled in heaven. God's word is forever settled in heaven, not yours, Satan. And the word says that you are healed and you believe it. So if you are healed, you is healed. Amen. You believe that you have it and that you received it. Amen. You have to make your mind up that you are going to be committed to God's word. That is the reason why many Christians fail to receive, because the devil backs them down, because they are not fully committed. Amen. They are committed as long as it is convenient for them, as long as it is easy, as long as it is painless, as long as they can pop it in the microwave and pop it out, they will go for it. But are you going to be willing to stand on it for 7 years, as Dr. Michelle did? That takes perseverance. That takes diligence. That takes faith. Amen. 7 years she stood on, and she believed that received what she prayed for. Amen. Now go to James 1, please. James chapter 1 and verse number 12. And it says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Amen. What a beautiful scripture. Let's read that again. It says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." What a wonderful promise by our Father to receive the crown of life. Amen. But I want to know a couple of things in regards to this verse for me personally. Now, this is Pastor John personally. For my personal understanding, the revelation God is showing me in this verse. Number one is, how do you know when you are approved? How do you know when you're approved? Because blessed is the man who endures temptations, for when he has been approved. And then it says, secondly, how do you know that you love the Lord? Because then it says, who gives you the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Just because you say you love the Lord, what does that supposed to mean? People say a lot of things. People say a lot of things that they love you, but they don't mean it. People tell me every week they are coming to church, but they don't come. So what does that mean? Number one, first when you're approved, and then to those who love him. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's see if we can find the answer to being approved and if you love him. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Begin with verse number 15. And it says this: "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So after you have been diligent, and that word diligent means persevering, persistent, and determined with your studying of the word, then you will be approved by you being able to rightly divide the word of truth rather than wrongly dividing it. Amen. And you want to be able to rightly divide, because you can wrongly divide the word. Amen. Now, go with me to John 14, the book of John, chapter 14, and we're going to read verse number 15. And Jesus is speaking, And it says something very, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. See, I told you before, people say a lot of things, but that doesn't mean they believe what they say. Jesus says, if, there's the qualifier. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We are not talking about the Ten Commandments either, because the Ten Commandments were not given to the Gentiles anyway. They were given to the nation of the children of Israel. They needed some instruction, some discipline, so God gave them that. But everything written in the Bible that God has spoken is a commandment. That is why he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, I'm just about out of time for today's message, but please let me invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us simply by dialing toll-free number at 605-303-4834. The access code is 997-020-pound. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.